Greetings, people. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Got an update for everybody as to what's going on here in Western New York. We have the, I don't know whether it's the pleasure or the displeasure of having multiple Air Force flyovers this week. I guess, I you know, of course, the reason that the idiot government gives us is to honor. They're saying it's to honor all the essential workers. Of course, the rest of us aren't essential. We're just expendable and disposable. So to honor, I guess, to honor people at the hospital, and there are a bunch of nurses and doctors who are, for the most part, tending to empty hospitals. My friend Bill drives by Rochester General Hospital every day, takes pictures. It's empty, totally empty. Inside, outside, lobby, testing tent, empty. Parking lot, empty. All empty. So in honor of our illustrious healthcare workers, by the way, the first two cases of coronavirus were brought into New York by healthcare workers, one who had just returned from Italy and failed to protect himself and brought the coronavirus back, and another one, a second case, where they had just come back from Iran, healthcare worker who failed to protect themselves and brought the coronavirus back to New York. That's a matter of public record. The governor idiot himself said it. So these illustrious healthcare workers, two of which introduced the coronavirus into New York State and destroyed our lives, we got to honor them with a military flyover. Last week, a couple days ago, it was two F-35s. I do not feel better by having F-35s flying over my head in a country that's supposed to have protections against military rule and military dictatorship. But, of course, they got to keep that idiot mantra going that we're in a war. This is a war. Why? Because the only way they get emergency powers through the Constitution is in a time of war. So even though we're not in a war, there's nothing to do with war, we're in a health emergency, if you believe there's even an emergency, and I would say there's absolutely not. There's a sickness that's going around, and we need to deal with it as a sickness, as an illness, and not as a war. Because two reasons. Number one, we're becoming a nation of idiotic warmongers, and that's not a godly place to be. And the second reason is you don't want to give consent to any war that doesn't exist, especially if it doesn't exist, because the government's going to say, great, now we have all the justification to declare emergency powers and ruin your life. Go home, sit, give me your paw, roll over, play dead. So, as if the F-35s flying over our head, freaking out our animals, and making us feel like we're under military occupation, which we are, as if that's not bad enough, tomorrow we got to put up with the second flyover. They're going to do multiple flyovers now. I guess we're going to have a military Air Force flyover with bombers flying over, but the implication is we rule you, we control you. Hey, you down below, better shut up, sit down, give me your paw, roll over and play dead or else. This week, it's the air wing, of all the air wings they could have picked out of history. This is one's going back in history. They're going to do an antique flyover this week. A P-51 Mustang from the squadron that flew the second wave of air cover over the beaches at Normandy on D-Day. Yo, that was the biggest betrayal in Air Force history. Every single German machine gun nest, bunker, artillery position, trenches were completely untouched. Those beaches should have looked like the landscape of the moon. There should have been nothing but craters and pieces of rubble. And I hate to go there because I am not a warmonger. But if you're going to go up against an enemy and you're going to fight the war, you do it and don't sell your soldiers out down below. Those beaches were virtually untouched. There was nary a crater to be found for the guys who hit the beaches at particularly Omaha. There wasn't even a crater for them to crawl into. One of the purposes of bombing, pre-carpet bombing, before you invade a beach, is to two things: reduce the strength of the enemy and provide cover for your landing troops. And I'm sure there's more. I'm not a military expert, but I guarantee you those are the first two that are coming to mind and the most important. You reduce the strength of your opposition, and you give your people a place to hide. There wasn't a crater. All the impediments on the beach, the giant metal, I-beam structures that they build to prevent landing craft from coming on, were all still there. The bunkers were untouched. They should have destroyed that beach, and they could have. It could only be, and it's an easy run going down a beach. You've got a straight line, which is the shore. You can easily delineate between the water and the land. Most of the positions were within a quarter to a half mile of the beach. You just carpet bomb that whole half a mile strip for as far as you're going to land. Real simple. Those positions were totally untouched. The Air Force was told to stand down. They had to be. There's no way they could have just missed, magically missed, with all those P-51 Mustangs in the second wave of air the bombardment of the beaches at Normandy. And they specifically said this when they were announcing this air wing that's going to be flying. I forget the name of it. I'll get back to you on that. There's a specific name of the air wing, but it's the second wave of pre-invasion air bombing that took place to soften the beach, so to speak, at Normandy. So of all the air wings they could have picked, they picked that one that sold out the soldiers and caused and left those German positions in perfect working conditions for miles. It wasn't just like a little spot. Oh, we missed that one spot. I know we're not perfect. You know, what do you expect? Perfection in time of war. I'm not talking that. They completely left the most dangerous area to our landing forces was left virtually unscathed. All right? Look at the historical documentation and you'll find this. The rabbit hole goes very deep on that one. But I'm not going to get into the whole conspiracy theory about who was behind the highest levels at the Pentagon, the Pentagram, the Department of Offense, giving instructions and who says what. We know we're not privy to those private instructions, but I can see the fruits of their labors. I could see that beach was untouched and they had multiple waves of air cover coming in just before the landing. And the one area that you would have to eliminate to make it decent for the landing forces and not just a complete annihilation, which it almost ended up being, the one unit that scaled the cliff was the one that kind of broke through because that's where it was least expected. How they did it, unbelievable, but we can get into that another call. So anyway, they're glorifying the one air wing that sold out the country on D-Day and glorifying it as, hey, we're going to honor we're going to honor all you people down there with the military flyover. I'm not honored. I don't feel better. I don't feel safer with the Air Force flying overhead in bombers. It's retarded. People, get a grip on yourself. The glorification of war is going to get us all killed, okay? Sorry to be so blunt, but that's what's going to happen. So I thought people would be interested in that little update as what's going on here in Western New York. I will check in later tonight if I have more to share with everybody. There's so much. It's a cup of overflow. But remember, assert yourself as an American, national if you have to be specific on a document to get something. Do not concede you're a citizen and never concede to having any contract with the people who appear at your life from the state or the federal government or your town or county. Any level, this all applies. So if your town, county, state, or federal government is incorporated, and almost all of them are, you have to approach everything from no contract, no consent, no jurisdiction. That means you have not contracted with them. You do not consent to what they're doing. Ergo, therefore, so they have no jurisdiction. No contract, no consent, no jurisdiction, and no citizen. We're Americans. Have a good night. We'll talk to you soon.